Chevra, there's nothing more important in this world than when it comes to our avodas Hashem, which I don't know if there's anything more important than that, than Emunah. Yisoid Shibisoidah is just to believe in Hashem, to connect to Hashem, to have a relationship with Hashem. It's really what came out of the earlier share, obviously, but I want to share another Yisoid in this from the Heiliger Rav Shitzer. Famous pasuk, we all know, we daven every day. Vayar Yisrael, Sayyad Agdol, Yisrael, Yisrael, Hashem, Yisrael. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem, Vayiminu b'Hashem, b'Moshe Avdo. Vayiru ha'omes Hashem. The nation had yira, had fear, had awe of Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem. Vayaminu b'Hashem, and then they believed in Hashem. And the question the Rav Shitzer wants to understand, pashtus, is the order seems reversed. You can't have yira and then have amunah. Yira, fear, awe, stems from amunah, stems from belief. Like, think about it. We've given this mashal before. Imagine you're somewhere out in the field. You're sitting down on the ground, and there's a poisonous snake behind you, but you don't see it. So you don't know it's there. So there's no fear. There's no yira. The moment you see it, the moment you believe in it, that's when you have yira. That's why yira is the same oisius of yira, to see. So what about yiru, that fear, and then vayaminu, then they came to believe? What's going on? It should be the opposite. Vayaminu b'Hashem, vayiru m'Hashem. What's going on? So Zarek Chaydish, the Rav Shitzer explains, based on a medrash, it's a medrash Tanchuma M'Shalach, Mechilta to M'Shalach, it says, shetafsu umnos avoseyam b'yedeyam, that the Jews grabbed on to the umnos, to the professional lives of their forefathers. Meaning what? That their forefathers, they knew already, screamed out to God when need be. And their forefathers had amunah b'Hashem. And the forefathers were connected to Hashem and had yira from Hashem. And therefore, not on a very high level, but on anche adam lumada, on a robotical, more mechanical level, but just following what their parents and grandparents did, they also had yira. I mean, it wasn't a deep amunah. It didn't come from an understanding and a connection and seeing God and knowing God. It was just our parents say that we should fear God, so we fear God. That's what we should do. And that's by yira amas Hashem. But that's not where one should stop. That's just the first step. That's what we give over to our children, and we teach our children, we tell our children to make brachas, and there's Hashem, and Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But then the child needs to grow up, and the child then needs to have asaga, and needs to understand that Hashem is in his life, and orchestrating his life, and come to believe in Hashem through the experiences of life, through the Torah that one's learned, through the deep connection that we're all supposed to have for Hashem, that's much deeper and much more real, both intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, in every way. And that emunah comes after, and that's vayaminu b'Hashem. So vayiru amas Hashem is first through just following our avos, and then we come to vayaminu, that deeper emunah, which is what it really is all about. But he says it's actually deeper even than that. Zohar Kodesh takes it one more step. He says, even after you think you have asaga, even after you come to really think you understand everything, and you think you know that Hashem is running the world and orchestrating the world, but if you're really emistic and you're really truthful, you hit a point, even then, and you say, wait a minute, I really understand nothing. Because things are going to occur in your life, and as much as you know nothing. And as much as you think you believe, you do believe, but you realize you have no comprehension of why this is happening. You have no understanding. You realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less machshava tvisa bei, that you can't comprehend the bechlal. And you realize he's so big and he's ain't sof. But then you have the ultimate amunah, the Rav Shitzer says. That's the ultimate amunah. When you hit that point and you still know there's a Rabbonu Shalom, and you still believe the Rabbonu Shalom is running your world and orchestrating this crazy world that we live in, and everything that he does is for good, kol ma'adav rechamon l'tavavid, that's the amunah shlema, he says. That's the highest level of amunah. And therefore he says, vayiru amas Hashem is the first step. That fear can come even without any amunah at all, just from following parents and saying, there is a God, and I'll fear him. Then vayaminu b'Hashem is, he says, are two stages. That vayaminu b'Hashem is first hasaga, and coming to understand and experiencing life and seeing. But then even after we see, we come to a point where I say, I know nothing but the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov used to say to his Talmidim. The Heilige Yismach Yisrael brings this down. The Baal Shem Tov used to say to his students, Achar kol hasagasi l'mala b'sharshei Torah, after everything that I came to reach and understand on the highest levels of the roots of the Torah and of the mitzvahs, v'amitzvahs, v'achar kol hatanug, and everything that I've experienced and enjoyed in this world, and I'm aniyachas kol hasagos, so I put to the side all that I reached, u'machzik ani b'muna p'shuta. And all that I hold on to is just amuna puta, simple amuna. Meaning, after all that the Baal Shem knew, he knows nothing. Achaz kam v'kama, each and every one of us, Arya Kohn. Yeah, I believe, and yeah, I feel Hashem, but really I know nothing. And that's the ultimate amuna that we all have to have. First, we have to say, and be makabel from our avos, there's the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is here, and he's up there, and he's down here, and then I come to understand, but then I understand I know nothing. That's so important. Because the world is a crazy place, and we're going to go through nisyonos, and we're going to go through challenges. And if you think you know anything, Hashem Yirachim, then mamish. That's why they're more therapists than we've ever had, and mamish more sadness and depression than ever has been. We have to know, after we know, and after we build the kesher, and after we're makabla for our parents, we know nothing but that Hashem is in control, and Hashem is running everything, and He's taking care of me every single moment. Vayiminu b'Hashem masha avdo, and I go have the biggest gula of a Kriyas Yamsuf back then, and will be again with a gula shlema b'mehera b'yameinu. Karov mamish. Have a heilige Shabbos kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.